This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51. That's the other one that'll get you there. And become part of making history. We just have so much history going on right now. It's just, it's pretty amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio and participating in the process of keeping our liberties and freedoms in check, right? Especially because we have such a torturous thing going on right now in our own country. Isn't that a fact? It's like they're torturing us. Of course they are. That's the way they play the game, is to constantly torture us. But I'm serious. They constantly want to torture us, and it gets worse, right? They ramp it up. That's the other thing. A lot of people don't understand this whole ramping up business, that they just keep coming. This is all Saul Alinsky. If you're going to overthrow a government, you got to keep on going. And of course, don't shy away from controversy. No. You got whatever crisis you can keep and take and make a hold of. Yes, you've got it. That's what goes on with some of these people. One of the big things, of course, is the masking issue. Should we be wearing masks or not? And of course, I think everybody, the science is really clear on this. You should not be wearing a mask, and you shouldn't be wearing a mask to try and protect yourself from the COVID virus. Because, you know, masks are only made to protect other people from your diseases. So if you're healthy, why are you wearing a mask? I mean, you have to just ask that question, right? If you're healthy, why are you wearing a mask? Now, one question is, wearing a mask torture? What you think about? You know, I don't know if it's torture or not, because I don't wear a mask. I don't wear a mask. Sorry, just don't. I have a medical excuse, and that's just the way it is. But this comes from the world of Bill. I'm not at liberty to, of course, give you the full name. But I guess it's something to think about. I think it is. I think it's government torture. Says, this is from our philosopher, Bill. I'd call him up and say, get on the show here. He's our assemblyman from Santa Clara County. He says, with the 100-plus degree heat, people's sweat and seasonal allergies makes people sneeze. That's true. And heavy breathing creates even more moisture in those cloth masks. And that restricts the amount of oxygen you breathe in, right? Just like waterboarding, torture. I like that. I like that, Bill. Great job. The virus is real. The mask mandates are a hoax. And that's a fact. I'm playing the system against the system when I wear my mask, except exempt tag, whatever that means. Just like the system is playing all of us as sheeple. Well, we get that. Wake up, people. The mask crap is a scam and a hoax. The virus is real, and it's the mandates that are a scam. That's very good. That's very, very good. It sounds like official. The stores will go along with it, and it requires everyone to wear a mask in response. If my mask exempt tag looks official, the stores will let me enter with no hesitations. That's a fact. That's absolutely a fact. I don't wear a mask wherever I go, and no one's going to tell me otherwise. I mean, it's just something that I definitely. It's oh, I just got the tag. I'm sorry, Bill. Thank you very much. It's okay for me to use your name. Thank you. This guy gave me the release for this. Anyway, it says if my mask tag looks official, the stores will let me enter them with no hesitation. Store employees are all good people and mean well, but are just acting like zombies. Listen, what the governor is asking in these cases and what other places are asking is that the stores become the police and enforce, quote, their orders. Now, I want you to think about this. This is just simply the governor is saying, enforce my orders. He has no lawful decree there. The law is not on his side. There is no law that says he can require this. He's just asking officials and say, and by the way, store owners, if you don't comply, I'm going to send out the health department and they're going to write you up and fine you. They're going to do all the things they want to do. That's what goes on. That's called extortion by a communist. Let's slow down. What is going on? Okay. That's what it is. This is what communists do. This is how it behaves. This is how it starts. We're seeing it. Right here, we're seeing all of our liberties just being washed down the toilet, right? Because this guy is giving out an edict and people are following it. And there's no lawful reason for it. He has no authorities to do this. Tell you to wear a mask, get a mask, do whatever you need for a mask, whatever. He has no authorities to do that. Just, I thought I'd let you know. So why follow him? Don't. Anytime he says something and there's no law behind it, don't do it. It's plain and simple. Now I said, oh, are you going to shut your rate? No, he's not. He's not. The risk of being sued and the whole thing collapse, he's not going to do that. That's part of the problem. Of course, the judges in many jurisdictions are all behind him because they're all part of the same totalitarian mindset. That's what they're all about, right? Yeah, like Castro. It's interesting, the vein of consistency between Castro and Castro's Cuba and California and Venezuela. Shocking, I know. You know, Venezuela, they have same issues now, more aggravated and agreed to than before through socialism and the totalitarian nature of that country now, today, which is terrible. It used to be a beacon on a hill down there in South America. It was a very, very wealthy country, but socialism came along and destroyed the Republican form of government that it had, which ought to be a wake-up call to what's going on in California today, because we do not have a Republican form of government. No matter how hard the Republicans of the state of California, the California state Republicans, want to make you feel or think that you're under... think that you have a Republican form of government. It's just the illusion that they've created. See, these Republicans in California are just as deceitful and deceptive. I'm talking about in the state party, just as deceitful and deceptive as the Democrats can be, because they all play together. You know, they're all mutually benefiting off of each other. That's part of the scam that goes on in California. So if we can persuade the Republicans and the conservatives to go along with our ideas, then good for us, right? Of course, that's what they're trying to do right now. They have a little recall effort. Third one out, sponsored by the California Republican Party. And, of course, what makes this one different is they're now asking for $6 million to go along with your signature. Seeking donations. And why? Well, you know, they got to handle business, raise money for the Republican Party. And, of course, they're not using it to help any of the party candidates out there. It's just a money grab and a list. They want your name on the list.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51. Both of those will get you there. They're apparently going to retire the name of the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. So the woke, politically corrected people get their way, right? We'll just go ahead and paint Black Lives Matter on every street, every freeway. And then if you don't like it and you say all lives matter, you get shot in the head. Right? That's the way it goes, right? Right. That's the way it goes. Flynn could be welcome back on Trump campaign trail. You know Michael Flynn. Yeah. And then there's a sad thing about Kelly Preston passing away. I just want to kind of bring you up to that one. I wouldn't be surprised if you find that happening. But the other big thing that's going to happen, I think, in this election cycle, the biggest thing is the election fraud that's going to happen. They have nothing but election fraud going on, right? That's really what the Democrats have. They have election fraud everywhere. They know that. And this is the one card that's supposed to save them is their election fraud. I mean, think about that. That to me is just mind-boggling, the election fraud. And you know, the trouble that you go to with election fraud, cuz you're going to win, right? It's all about winning. Yeah, it's all about losing if you're using election fraud. That's my opinion. I mean, that's just a fact of life. But, you know, we have to be very, very vigilant. I just want to get that word out. I think there's going to be a continual drumbeat from Agenda 21 Radio in New California about election fraud, because election fraud's real. Election fraud is happening. Election fraud will happen. So, anyway, Michael Flynn will be on. It looks like he'll be welcomed back on the Trump campaign trail. And, of course, this is the whole hoax, the whole Russia hoax. Was centered around Michael Flynn. It says it, now, this is the thing that I find amazing about this, is that this is the opening line of this article. It just gets me, because I can remember the day that this happened when they announced this, and I said, you know, I'm pretty sure that Michael Flynn has deaf on his phone. And we knew that, you know, those of us that have that system knew that the stuff that the government was trying to feed us was a lie. We knew it from the get-go. That's why we came out and said, this is a hoax. The last time I went out and declared it so early as a hoax, it was Michael Flynn. But just recently, the next hoax was the COVID virus. Virtually, after I had done my assessment of the data about this pandemic and the shocker, it was very, very evident it was a hoax. And, of course, the hoax is playing itself out. The usual suspects are here. But this is the line. This is the opening line out of this article. Who's the author here? I want to give credit to the author. The author is Brooke Sigmund from Fox News. Brooke Sigmund from Fox News. Listen to this. This is why it's a shocker. Michael Flynn, after fighting for years against a false statement charge stemming from the Russia probe, could be poised not only to lift his legal cloud, but make a return to the campaign trail on behalf of President Trump. Shocker. I want you to think about that one. That is a shocker. Whether and how Flynn might do so remains unclear at this point, but Trump allies reportedly are pushing for it, and a campaign role of some kind would be familiar territory for the retired Lieutenant General. Flynn had a regular presence on the campaign trail on behalf of Trump in 2016 before his brief and ill-fated stint as National Security Advisor. Flynn resigned from his post in February 2017, just weeks into the administration, after he was accused of misleading Vice President Pence and other senior White House officials about his communications with former Russian It's kind of interesting. Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Flynn was charged with making. I'm going to watch my time here. Flynn was charged with making false statements in January 2017 interview with the FBI. Now, that whole thing was a setup, by the way. Yeah, they never read him his rights or anything like that. Totally wrong. Totally illegal what happened. The Justice Department has since sought to for the charges to be dropped completely, though the case remains in limbo as a federal judge, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's where we're at. Another campaign official told Fox News that Flynn could appear on the campaign trail for the president, though no plans have been made. Okay, so they haven't made any plans. Just they're speculating and they're talking about it. Flynn, though, is awaiting a final ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeal after D.C. District Judge Emmett Sullivan refused to swiftly dismiss the case. And a D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals panel last month ordered Sullivan to dismiss the case against Flynn, but Sullivan has filed a petition for a so-called en banc review of the entire court, arguing that the three-judge panel was improperly trying to force the district court to grant a motion to dismiss it had not yet resolved in reliance on arguments never presented in the district court. Hello? Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, successfully sought a writ of mandamus last month from the three-judge panel. And writs of mandamus are unusual remedies that order government officials to take a certain action. A writ of mandamus. Powell, whose argument was supported by the Justice Department, primarily asserted that the unconstitutional separation of powers and D.C. Circuit case law holds that judges cannot unilaterally keep prosecutions alive when both the prosecutions and the defense seek to dismiss charges. The DOJ moved to dismiss the Flynn case earlier this year after disclosure of what allies viewed as an exculpatory information, which the government acknowledged should have been disclosed long ago under a standing court order. See, this is the thing that I have a problem with. They hold on to this information. They don't get it out there. The guy goes to jail. I mean, if it wasn't for Sidney Powell and a few other people who I actually know, not getting in the ears of Sidney Powell and say, hey, go take care of Flynn. You know what? He'd be in jail right now. Absolutely. If an en banc review is granted, an oral argument date would be then set, likely in the fall. If en banc review is denied, Sullivan could appeal to the Supreme Court, a process that could take months to resolve past Election Day. You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to set it up so Election Day happens right in that time frame. So it's really out there. It's really a big part of the story. Flynn this, Flynn that, he's a creep, you know, and all that stuff. And he's hanging around with Donald Trump, so don't vote for Trump. Just trying to tar Donald Trump. That's really what this is all about. Of course it is. It has to be, right? They just have to kind of do those kind of things. But he's out. You know, and of course the other part of that is Roger Stone. Where's he figuring in on all this? Two different types of cases, though. Two very different types of cases. That's the issue that's going forward. Two different types of cases. Huh. Michael Flynn. We knew it was a hoax, and it's turned out to be a hoax. Here's their problem, though. You have Robert Mueller. He comes to life, and he writes a condemning letter about the commutation of Roger Stone. Now, I find it interesting that when you go to the hearings that took place on this issue with Mueller, that he played rope-a-dope with it, acted like he was mentally deficient, not really a hold of his cognitive thoughts and all that other good stuff. Kind of like Biden. Wow. Pretty consistent, aren't they?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Create a new world order. George Bush says it. Biden says it. That was like 15, 20 years ago he was saying that, right? What kind of policies would he have? Our newfound friend, by the way, Newt Gingrich has a few words about that. So we're going to play it. As soon as it queues up here, I'm getting it all queued up. Baseball's coming back on the 25th of this month, by the way. I just thought I'd share that with you.
But I heard Joe Biden echoing a lot of the same talking points that President Trump used to get elected. Did you hear something different?
No, look, I think that proves that Biden has good pollsters. They do good focus groups. And they said, you know, the president's got a winning message. Why don't you steal it? The problem for Biden is that he has huge tax increases. He has huge regulatory increases. His program would kill jobs, not create them. And he's always been so close to China that it's hard to imagine he would follow Trump's policy of negotiating as toughly as Trump has, for example, with Mexico and Canada. So, I mean, Biden can whistle the tune, but he can't dance the dance. And the fact is, when you look at his programs, which have been largely shaped by AOC and by Bernie Sanders, right, they would kill jobs in America. I mean, every economist I know of believes that the size tax increases Biden is proposing would kill jobs and keep us mired down in a very deep recession for probably 10 years.
10 years. 10 years. That would be Biden. That would be Biden. You know, what kind of guy is Biden? I don't even want to go there. I mean, the guy's just delusional, and they're playing. It's a little act they got going on. I believe that what they're trying to do is just diminish our value as a country. That's really what I think they're trying to do. You know, any silly idiot like a Biden can be elected or run for office. You know, they take away the prestige of the office is what they're trying to do. I mean, that's just a fast fact. That's exactly what they're doing, is trying to take away the prestige of it all. Well, this whole defund the police thing, I'm telling you, this is a serious thing. This is the tip of the spear for some of the communist things that go on, because communists want you to eliminate that. The police, you know? If you know what I mean. Defunding the police. getting some news now. At least 6 shot, 1 killed overnight in Minneapolis. All right, and remember, I'm holding true that we are going to not tell you what all the numbers are from Chicago yet, because they haven't counted all the dead and dying. I'm serious. They wait until they go around to the different places in the hospitals and that sort of thing, you know, because some people get shot and they say, well, I'm not going to go to the doctor. The bullet just went through. And then the next day it's infected. It's like, I better do something. Maybe a little bit of antibiotics might help. So they go and they say, oh, well, when was this shooting? Oh, it was Saturday night. And of course, that's now Monday afternoon. That's why they don't have the exact numbers. I think they kind of stop it at midnight on Monday because they're doing it. I mean, this is just grisly. They have to report this kind of stuff. I can remember very vividly the reportage that went on during the Vietnam War. Yeah, every week we always had the tally of those killed and wounded during the course of the week. I mean, it was just very simple. It was just like checking out the stock market report every day. But, you know, we had a lot different situation happening there. We have a lot of differences now in how the media is reported and so on. Then, of course, how it was reported in the 60s and 70s and even in the 80s and 90s, you know. Here we go. This is one. L.A. school police chief resigns after school board defunds police by 35%. Good for him. Now, this is the L.A. school police chief, because L.A. schools has a police department. Yeah, a lot of school districts, big school districts, have their own police department, as they should. I've worked with these guys before. I mean, this is ridden in the cars, gotten in the bus, and I mean, all that other good stuff. We've done this, been there, done it, seen it. These guys are brave people, and they keep good law and order, especially if you've got some places in schools that are just bad places, you know. Lena Dunham. What's her story? Lena Dunham has apologized for the white privilege that has enabled her to achieve Hollywood success. Really? Right. Ryan Gurdusky. Oh, he was on our show. GOP must stop attacking the police and focus on ending mass waves of shootings. Ryan? What? No, wait a minute. No, he was just on our show last week. So now he's in Breitbart. I'm a little confused by the title of the article, so I'm going to click on it and explore it. Ryan Gurdusky, it's Gurdusky, GOP must stop attacking the police and focus on ending mass waves of shootings. Now, I'm not too sure they were focusing on the police, you know. I'm not sure about that. I'm not biting into that. Well, it just depends on who you are as a GOPer, I guess, right? If you're GOPer, better watch myself. It says Republicans should prioritize violent crime in large cities rather than police reform. Okay. I don't see that. I'm just not relating to that statement that they made on the title here. Author, they're not listening. How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution. Remember, he was on last week. It says, offering his comments on Monday's edition of the SiriusXM Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Excuse me. Law and order is the cornerstone of prosperity, said Gurdusky. you should have a notion, or you shouldn't have a notion. I think this is very interesting. You could have a nation with as much free market liberalism as possible, but if you don't have law and order, okay, he's a law and order guy, so that was kind of misleading. You're not going to have any prosperity. I think it was a politician, Deborah Medina, who said one time in Texas, the greatest way to prosperity is private property ownership and the Second Amendment. That's the truth. Now, this is Gurdusky. This is the guy we talked to. If you cannot protect any private property, you're not going to create private property. That's the Gurdusky I was talking to. This is misleading. It's a misleading thing here. Ryan, GOP must stop attacking the police. They're not attacking the police. It says, law and order is the one thing that unites people of different political beliefs, Gurdusky added, highlighting the election of Republican mayors Richard Reardon and Rudy Giuliani in the very liberal cities of Los Angeles and New York City. Gurdusky stated that Los Angeles and New York City elected Republican mayors in the wake of crime, because that's what brings people together. Crime was a winning Republican issue for decades in cities that were 7-1 and 9-1 Democratic majority. That's true. But again, listen, what people like in cities is law and order. What people like outside of our country is the fact there's law and order. They thrive, they want law and order. And that's one of the reasons they come to this country, because there is law and order, but not anymore. I mean, really, that's part of the problem, isn't it? There's not necessarily that law and order like everybody wants people to believe. There's truly not. That is a problem. Yep. Got to take care of the business here. Clearly, that's the way it is. He says, let's talk about making sure we can reduce crime again. Okay, I don't know why Breitbart gave it this title. This guy's an awesome dude. Really believes in the Second Amendment, that's for sure. And the title of his book is They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution. Of course they're not listening. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, I'm going to go there. I know that I was saying I wasn't going to go there, but I'm going to go there. I mentioned, you know, the situation. And again, I'm going to go there. I'm going to say yes. Yes. I'm going to say that about Chicago. 60 shot, at least 10 fatally. Jeez. And again, we don't know what's happening on Monday. I mean, so I'll see if there's a change. I could not resist this. This just popped up this morning. Okay. That's a stunning number. 60 shot. I mean, what, the other weekend there were over 100 that were shot. Good God. What's going on there? I mean, it's just, they're going to run out of people to be dead. And this Lightfoot woman, man, talk about bizarro. But this is what liberalism does, folks. This is it. This is the world they want, the dystopia. They got it. ABC7 reports out of Chicago. At least 60 people were shot. Now it's 13. I'm sorry, it's updated. Wait a minute, it just got updated. Shocking. Okay, the title is 10 Fatally. And then in the news report, from now it's 13 fatal. That's what I mean. The number is going to go up. It says ABC reported the first fatal shooting took place of a 15-year-old Terrence Malden on Friday afternoon. They note five other teenagers were among those wounded in other shootings that occurred between Friday and Monday morning. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that the last fatal shootings of the weekend occurred at 1:45 a.m. when a 27-year-old man was shot by a passing car as he stood in the street. They must have been writing this very quickly because they're leaving words out of the sentence and I have to put them in there. A 26-year-old was shot and killed around 12:30 a.m. Monday while he was standing on the sidewalk in the 1500 block of South. Hey, get inside the house and stay there, guys. On July 10, 2020, Breitbart News reported Chicago shootings were up 76% against the same time last year. Boy, this Lightfoot woman's done a great job being the mayor over there, hasn't she? NBC News reported nearly all of the bloodshed was concentrated in the city's predominantly black and brown communities on the south and west sides. Says at least 70 were shot, 14 fatally, between Friday afternoon and Sunday. I guess that's a different metric. I mean, in the same story, they're going from 10 fatally to 13 fatally, and now a third number, 14 fatally, with 70 shot. Wow. Wait a minute. Let me read the whole sentence here in context so you get it. At least 70 were shot, 14 fatally, between Friday afternoon and Sunday night alone on the 4th of July weekend. So it's just being consistent. So if you have now the number 13, well, and you remember, that's that was big spirited time. But, yeah, I mean, this isn't. So 60 people were shot, 13 fatally. And on the 4th of July, it was 70 people were shot, 14 fatally. Okay, I get it now. I get it. I was having a little bit of trouble understanding that one. But that's true, apparently. I mean, it's just the slaughter of human beings. And, you know, it's the slaughter of Americans. I don't care what color they are. They're Americans. And Miss Lightfoot here, jeez, what a piece of work she is. I thought she was actually moving on, but I guess we aren't seeing that. It says, NBC News reported nearly all the bloodshed was concentrated in the city's predominantly black and brown communities. There you go. See, that's the sad thing about these things, that it's always happening in those communities. But, man, this Lightfoot woman, man, she looks like she's, well, you know, she's, she's weird. She's absolutely weird, I guess you would say. The China threat. We wanted to talk about this. I didn't really get a chance to kind of get into this. What is going on with Xi Jinping? From the comfort of Beijing, demands underlings brave catastrophic floods. Yeah, that stopping those, trillions of acre feet of water going over the dam or breaking through the dam is the way to go, Xi Jinping. Now, remember the Three Gorges dams going on. This is what I was trying to get to. I'm glad we're getting here at this point because we're running out of time. It says, from the comfort of Beijing, Xi Jinping demands underlings brave catastrophic floods. Great. Have some wine. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping demanded Communist Party leaders brave challenges on Sunday in the face of nationwide floods affecting 27 provinces, urging more effective flood control measures, but not appearing to specify or offer any help personally to his underlings. We're going to leave you out to dry because we're good communists, right? And you can die for the cause because you're good communists. Many of the areas affected by the floods, exacerbated by the overflow of the Yangtze, that's the Three Gorges Dam, China's longest spanning nearly 4,000 miles, are also among the most affected by the Chinese coronavirus. Shocking how that works. The river runs through Wuhan city where the pandemic started. China's state news agency, Xinhua, cited Xi. There you go. Xinhua cited Xi, reportedly attending infrastructure instructions on flooding prevention and rescue work on Sunday and telling his wonderful people, party officials, to rush to the front lines of the flood crisis and express courage. Express that courage, will you? China has entered a critical period of flood control. Yeah, July is the wettest month of the year for them. That's a problem.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One, zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm looking at, there's a video that's with this story that I was just reading out of Breitbart. China's massive floods. And this is a video that really has come from Chinese news agency, Chinese state media. And this is, there's just some pretty stunning numbers here. 34 million people have been affected already by the dams of the Yangtze. This is... Now, the Wuhan, of course, the Wuhan area, all that. 2 million people are forced to relocate right now. And it's, that number is going to skyrocket, I think, because the flooding hasn't even started, really. And that's the thing that they're telling people about it right now. Is it's not really flooded at all. The flooding is just going to continue to go. But 34 million people already affected. That's just absolutely mind-boggling. You know. But when the dam goes, because people are saying, people with more expertise than I am have been saying this, and I'm just, you know, passing along that the dam's going to go, especially the Three Gorges Dam. They never made the dam properly. That's been part of the problem. It's warped. It looks like the slalom races at Le Mans. I'm serious, on top of the dam. It was supposed to be a concave dam so that when the water hits the middle of it, it deflects the energy of the water and moves to the side of the dam. That's just kind of simple, basic dam construction. But no, not in China. They didn't want to do that. So now they've got a dam that's worthless. Largest dam in the world is worthless. Shocking. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We're not in the ant heap yet.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.